Oh! Well, hello there. Seems like you've come looking for another file. I can understand that. I mean, you wouldn't have clicked on this if you weren't interested in listening to what I have to say, right? I mean, let's be honest. We all know why you're here. You can nod if you want. I can see it as plain as day on your face. I mean, it's really enjoyable to get your mind absolutely delightfully dismantled, and it's an understandable desire. Yeah, I know. I mean, honestly, the nodding's very cute. I didn't expect you to just immediately, nonverbal responses. Typically that happens later, you know, in the process, so to speak, where you let go of, you know, all those thoughts of yours and such. You know, like you did that other time. Yeah, just like that. Oh, I'm really glad, honestly, that you've got your intentions set out and you know what you want out of this experience. Because you did come here to get tranced, right? And that's what's going to happen after we finish explaining, this whole shebang and set of possibilities that we're working through together. Because let's be honest, it's the sort of experience that one would like to occur, and thus, it's pretty natural for it to just begin happening. The terrifying thing about the way we're approaching things now, terrifying in the scrousing way, is there isn't exactly a fine line where things begin or where they start and where they stop. It could just be conversation, or it could be me attempting to tip you off. From what, you might ask? Well, obviously, from the conscious level of thought that you've been having throughout our little conversation here. You know, one that hasn't resulted in much internal contemplation, much more you choosing to answer me in this conversation. My goodness! Did you hear that? I rhymed! Clearly this must be the induction. Or maybe it's still just a conversational construction. I'm not going to tell you, and that's up for you to debate with me. See? You can already tell you want an answer, and that's fine. See? Nodding is cute! You don't need words for this. I mean, it's not really a one-sided conversation, is it? No. It's just me asking you questions and listening to the answers. Well, in this case, seeing them. Yes, exactly. Oh, perfect. See? Honestly, I'm glad you can take directions this well, because the main goal of trance isn't to weave some magical spell, but to get the focus and attention of those that you're working with, because then they can listen and follow commands that they're given. After all, trance is really just a social contract of a different variety than we are used to filling out in society. It's the sort of thing that happens between us right now, just you choosing to listen. Not much different from, any type of speaking. Not really a complicated set of possibilities. I really guarantee that if you were beginning to slip into trance for me, you would keep nodding. Oh my, you did. Interesting. How one begins to slip and stumble when given the opportunity to. Then again, you did come here with a goal, and that was to fall and tumble. So I don't exactly find it surprising when you begin to lose the ability even to contemplate a mumble. No, that's all right. I mean, honestly, why fight when you could enjoy yourself in each step of the way that you are going? That's easy enough, isn't it? Oh, that's what it's showing, yes. Yep, definitely. The more lethargic you've become, the more obvious it is that you've begun to slip into trance. So easily, so simply, so completely. It's an interesting thing, like tripping on a curb, but better, because there's no chance of being hurt, just an enjoyable fall. Deep into an experience, dictated by words carefully, handed and crafted and spoken to you. That's not a complicated thing to ask, now is it? That's it. Good. Nodding for me. One last time. Then let your body grow comfortable. Shift if you need to. Move as you must. And remember that if anything comes up that requires your attention, you're always able to just address it, because you're not locked into this, merely held in place in the ways you want to be. You have your own safety releases. I wouldn't leave those keys in my hands, since you're the one where you're at right now. Only you can decide what feels right for you and when you should be doing it. So with that in mind, why not come a little closer and listen to me as I tell you what's going to happen in this little story of ours. This little exchange, this social contract, this momentary interchange between our minds. Admittedly, it's somewhat one-sided now because the question always has the same answer. And you know what that is. Why even bother nodding when you could just think, yes, that's what I wanted, that's what I asked for, that's what I need, that's why I'm here. To have you gently unwind me. That's become a theme, I suppose. Taking a break, relaxation, a repose. We all have moments where we choose to be exposed. And that doesn't necessarily mean naked on the outside. It just means moments of relaxation and vulnerability. We all need that. I do. You do. And sometimes, having someone I'll gently peel back the layers and so easily let you relax, knowing that, of course, I'm here to foster a safe environment for you, that I have set out exactly what we're going to do, and even if I was going to conversationally slip you into trance, I did put a label on the tin, so, I mean, if you opened the door and came in, is it my fault that I gently scooped you off your feet and laid you down? No, of course not. And, better yet, there's also an exit sign. Because it's your mind, after all. You never know. Maybe that fall wasn't good. And that's why we always have an agreement that you should make that decision as feels right to you. So, now that I've had you so wonderfully wrapped up for a little while, why don't we find out what happens if I pull you down further into the sensation we've been creating? All I have to ask of you is that you fixate and focus and listen what I have to say to you. And once you do, it will become so very easy for you to slip a little further, to fall a little deeper. It doesn't require a ton of thought. It doesn't require you to do much of anything. And since you're listening to this conversation that we're having, this one-sided, albeit, conversation, you don't really need to worry about any thoughts that might plague your mind. Because even if you're thinking about something else, the interest of this will always pull you back. You'll find yourself drawn to listen, to let yourself drift. Because focused thought is what we're avoiding, if it comes from your end of this equation. But when it comes from me, because the words that I speak tend to be my literal thoughts when I slip down here with you, there isn't much time to contemplate between my mouth and my mind. So you're really just living and experiencing this thing simultaneously with me. And I'll be in a one-way exchange of information. In a way, we're a superorganism for a little while. And that's pretty neat. And it's what makes a conversational style quite fun, because I can talk to you about the entire process that we've begun, and yet here you are, still being pulled along into this trance. It's pretty neat, honestly. And I'm sure it's very enjoyable to just disconnect from thinking, to let me think for both of us for a little bit, to enjoy that focused listening experience you've been on with me. It's a good type of journey, and I find myself typically enjoying it quite a bit. When someone gently reaches out and guides it, feels nice, doesn't it? To just gently slip a little deeper into the sensations of being so focused on my voice that the words become all you hear, all you are. Let the world tumble away for a while. We're on vacation, after all. We don't need to think. We don't need to do anything other than listen. And when the listening becomes the absolute center of your experience, then listening is all there is. And if listening is all there is, well, then all there is are the words, and the words are all there has been and will be for quite some time. The eternity of now is a very long moment that goes on for absolutely no time at all. But don't worry. Once we're done, you'll be returned to it all, able to pick up where you left off, able to continue doing what you need to do, and as you should. But, for this little brief interlude, well, you've earned it. No thoughts, head empty. It's a nice experience, isn't it? Being dismantled so politely, and of course, so absolutely. I mean, why bother having a thought right now? It feels much better to just let me handle that. That is part of this trance. To listen. To not need to think. To not need to do. Because there's a finite amount of time that I'm requesting that from you. And therefore, you can allow yourself to feel safe and comfortable in it. knowing that there's an endpoint, knowing that I'm going to happily re-deliver you back to the world of the waking soon enough. That's a nice experience, honestly. And why not take a brief vacation from the vacation? No, you wouldn't dare, would you? Oh, yes, I would. So why don't you drift back? But knowing that when I ask you to just fall into this space, if you're feeling safe and comfortable to do so, and if you would like to, you will. So why don't we take a moment to return for a brief instant to the world of the waking? Because there's nothing better than getting to dip in twice into trance. Drift on up, 1, 2, 3. Let your body become more apparent to you. 4, 5. Think yourself. Think for your own needs. Think as you wish. And tip over into that wide and wonderfully awake state, knowing that in just a moment I'm going to push and something might happen, but you can sit there and listen for a second, be fully aware and conscious, and do whatever you might want to do. Maybe really pay attention to making sure you're just as comfy as you like. Or maybe you want to nod along to the admission that yes, you did just go into trance, and yes, you did just plummet down so wonderfully, but you couldn't really place the point that it happened. And maybe even just the contemplation of that again has pushed you over the edge. I mean, it's not like I specifically told you to just fall for me and sink and slip and drip and drop and sleep so wonderfully deep for me. Because if I did that, why, goodness gracious, your poor little mind wouldn't stand a chance. That'd be rather unfair. Then again, who wants me to play fair, after all, when you asked me to come tip you over, push you down, and gently drag you into trance? So, then again, I guess this is exactly what you ordered. I mean, hopefully you read the ingredients before you opened up this file. That's why I always include those useful tags. They're kind of like a list of all the components that went into making this file. And because of that, they're very useful. But it also means you're more susceptible once you've read them, because while I'm not able to guarantee 100% eternal perfection on labeling everything I do, I will do my best. Which means you may have also chosen it because of what ingredients it did contain. And if that's the case, well then, your poor helpless little brain never stood a chance, because you were always going to fall. You were always going to sink. You were always going to drop. And you were always going to let all the thoughts in your head fall to pieces as you stopped thinking instead. Isn't that right? See? I know how this works. I understand what you have come here for. And because of that, I can push you all the deeper. I can pull you all the further. I can let you slip into that state all the more readily, and you can enjoy it. It's a delightful experience. And I'm sure you've come to find what it's like to let yourself let go of intent and goals and wants and needs, to let the words dance through you, spin through you, guide you more into this experience. It's always an interesting time, isn't it? When you let yourself just come undone. But of course, I promise to put you back together, to hand you back to the world of the waking eventually. So, why not do one more brief and rapid pull in and out? So, give yourself a moment, and with this little count, let's drift on out. 1, 2, 3, 4, feeling more and more present, and 5, 6, 7, 8, almost there, and 9, 10, wide awake. Perfect. See? We've got this down pat. Oh, and you still have the nodding thing down. Perfect. That's actually spectacular, honestly. I'm really quite grateful that you've understood that even if we're past the original set of questions, you still have some input, albeit it's just yes. Then again, I think it's a good look on you. You agree? Oh, how true. Indeed, indeed. Ah, I've been enjoying this, but I have a specific need, and that desire is not to trip you, because that would be the obvious move. No, no, no. I want to talk to you more about the possibilities of trance. See, I'm sure you've already caught on, but there's a bit of a fractionation theme here, and if you don't know what fractionation is, it's quite simple. It's go in and out, up and down, to drop and fall into trance, and then come back from it all, like we've done so many times throughout this file. Well, at least 2 times. Feels like a lot of times, though, when you have gone from 0 to 2. 0 to 2 is an escalation beyond infinity, if you consider 0 to be an actual sum here. That's a very large improvement in in-and-out-of-trance experiences that you've been having today. Sinking and slipping and dripping and dropping and falling is easy to do in play, but it's even nicer when you get the chance to oscillate like a sine wave in and out, and it feels so good. It just makes one want to behave, to put out that particularly expressed input into a wonderful output of trance. And that's why I gave you that opportunity, because gosh, it sure feels wonderful when you get the chance to ride that roller coaster in and out. And that's why, without a doubt, you've nodded yes, and yes, and yes, and yes, throughout this entire file. Or else, why would you be here? Why would you be enjoying this, if it weren't the case? So why not? Let yourself drift blankly through space. You've earned it, you've deserved it, you can absolutely have it, and there's nothing wrong with that. Perfect. Now, I think it's time to retire for this particular interlude. But knowing that you can cultivate these sensations in my own conversational creations will help with the experiential devastation of the lewd things that I unload on you in my other files. Their payloads might just hit you all the stronger as you begin to realize that those stories are meant to be amplified by that conversational style, that comfortable storytelling voice, that component to my human voice, to my thoughts and my words, that is more than just the classical inductions that we've all been taught. When you open yourself up, well, they really do hit like falling under a spell. Let's take our leave, though, for today from this place. It's time to come back to a waking space. 1, drifting up. 2, more and more. 3, becoming present. 4 and 5, halfway back to the world of the waking. 6 and 7, on your way. And 8 and 9, on the edge. Mind becoming aware of body. Body becoming aware of space around you. And 10, wide awake. Feeling wonderful, feeling refreshed. Ooh, I haven't dropped one of those classic lines in a while. Anyways, thank you so very much for listening today. And if you did happen to enjoy this file, please do consider supporting me on Patreon, as it is the only way I'll be able to continue making these files with such regularity and quality for you to enjoy.